Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Shine.
Today is going to be
sweet.
You won't want to miss this.
It's National Banana Split Day.
Look, banana split.
Today is National Banana Split Day.
I love banana splits.
Banana splits.
Mm-hmm. Banana splits.
Banana splits.
Eating banana splits all day.
Bananas. B-A-L-A-L-A-S.
Happy National Banana Split Day. Showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2180, Carla.
2180 National Banana Split Day.
And it's only Wednesday today.
We've all been going through that today. What? It's only what? Seems like it should be Thursday.
Monday and Tuesday flew by.
I know. And then it
came
just,
to a screeching halt.
Yeah. Just started creeping.
I have no idea what happened.
I just wanted to stay home today in my underpants and a crown. I just wanted to.
Are you
just
talking
sit
about the big pair of underpants?
In that. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Not the sleek.
No, I feel a little poofy. I don't know why.
Okay.
A little poofy today.
I'm sure a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for. The pandemic was hard for those of us who look better in person. So.
You know, you just want to pull them up a little bit and then straighten out the crown.
Way up to where I don't need a shirt, Mike.
Have a barrel of cheese balls and just sit there and watch
and
whatever you want.
Just wear my tiara. There you go.
Perfect.
There this is me. Yes, hi, UPS. I am here. Thank you. Yes.
Where do I sign?
Just drop that off, Amazon boy. That's fine.
I'll get it later.
Hi, how you doing?
We have a lot to get to this morning. A lot of stuff broke yesterday about the passing of Charlie Watts, so we'll get that. The tickets for REO, 840. Make sure you're listening for that. Plenty of sunshine today. High near 106. Same for tomorrow. Got 77 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's out. 3 out of 4 U.S. workers, they say now, never want to return to the office. They're fine working at home.
I bet.
They're good. Yes, that's right. They'll have to buy their own copy paper now, but they can
load
work
it
from
and
home.
Stuff like that.
That's right. They can't steal staples or paper clips, but yep, they would rather work from home. And I get it. People got used to it. A lot of people thrived working from home. They say, many people said they got a lot more done, less distraction.
Very true.
Yeah, yes. A new study found, this is interesting. We are also informative here on the Mike and Carla Morning Show. You should take pills, medication with water, period. Not coffee, juice, soda. Probably not even milk. They say anything other than water. It does affect how the pills break down in your system. So if it happens too fast, your body doesn't have enough time to absorb the meds.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, now, it doesn't say anything about rum.
Oh,
so I don't know. Yes,
well,
that's
rum is
right.
Water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
clear.
It's water based, so that's okay. Yeah, they say unless your doctor says otherwise, just stick with water. If they specifically say, no, you'll want to take that Valium with rum, then do that.
But normally, I just take anything, you know, like a pill or Advil or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just take with what I have handy.
Right, exactly.
And normally, it just happens to be
a
shot of rum or something.
Yes, that's right. Well, it was handy. I needed to take the ibuprofen. It was right there.
Oh, I thought you said handle.
Yes. And listen to this. In Poland, now, if people don't know this, I am Italian, primarily. Tiny bit of Polish in there. Mom was Italian and Polish. And I'm always proud when we, well, when we come up with anything, really. A construction firm in Poland. Listen to this. They invented flower-scented asphalt. So they'll start using it. It's more for the workers, so they don't have to smell that.
Oh.
It smells like flowers. They mix essential oils in with it, and they say it smells really good. So that will help. I don't know if it sticks around or not.
That would be nice if it did. I mean, you know, you're walking down the street or something, and it just smells good.
I smell carnations. Is there road work ahead? I think there is.
Did they poll the workers on what they wanted to smell?
Did they poll the workers? Yes, you stop it.
See, the cameras go on, and all of a sudden, Morty wakes up.
Oh, change that light bulb, if you would.
Wow.
But yes, I don't know if that will move to other parts of the world. I don't know, but at this point, and they say that the construction workers are actually very happy about this because smelled that when they're doing that asphalt.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, it is only Wednesday. Few things you should know. If you miss anything, just hit up our website, or guess what? It's free. It's our app. Use it. 96.3 KKLZ.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Who's on the phone?
Happy Wednesday, guys. It's Big Mike.
Big Mike!
Hey, I just called to say hello, and I didn't know it was National Banana Split Day. But,
how could you not?
Yeah, right?
I don't know if you guys remember, there was this awesome place as a kid growing up. My parents used to take us in Southern California called Barrels.
Yes, with the ice cream trough with all the little animals in it.
We would drive from Reno to Sacramento to literally to go to Farrell's.
That place was awesome. Hey, and on a side note, Carla, what was the name of that foot place you got the shoes?
Oh, the Good Feet Store.
Are they good?
They're awesome. They really are.
Awesome. Wanted to check them out. I needed a recommendation. So
they're amazing.
Awesome day, guys. Morty, you too, brother.
Thanks.
All right. So as we were getting off the air yesterday, we found out the passing of Charlie Watts. Longtime drummer for the Rolling Stones. We'll talk more about that here in about 7-8 minutes. Right now, it's Kim Wilde. As we were getting off the air yesterday, we found out about the passing of Charlie Watts. Rolling Stones drummer. He was 80 years old. No word on the cause of death, but he did back out of this year's tour due to health issues. And Charlie had been with the Stones since the beginning.
Since day one, yeah.
His spokesman said, actually tweeted out, died peacefully at a London hospital. The official statement, though, came out yesterday.
Yeah, it is with immense sadness that we announce the death of our beloved Charlie Watts. He passed away peacefully in a London hospital earlier today, surrounded by his family. Charlie was a cherished husband, father, and grandfather, and also, as a member of the Rolling Stones, one of the greatest drummers of his generation. We kindly request that the privacy of his family, band members, and close friends is respected at this difficult time.
Amazing drummer.
He really was an amazing drummer.
I saw the Stones once. I know you and Angie are going, hopefully, if they'll continue the tour.
Yes, right.
When they come to Vegas. I don't remember a drum solo.
Yeah, he wasn't a real drum solo guy. He really wasn't.
In fact, people used to say he looks bored back there.
Yeah, and somebody said that to him once, and he said, "No, I'm not bored. I just have a bored-looking face."
And I saw a clip of an interview where they said, "What's it like being a rock star?" And he goes, I really don't think of myself as a rock star.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable at home, in fact, and I only have like 2 or 3 cars, and I don't even know if they work."
Right, yeah.
But
didn't drive.
When something happens like this, you find out some amazing stuff about these people. And one of the most amazing things is, and I didn't know this, that Charlie Watts met his wife, Shirley, even before the Rolling Stones had formed to be a band.
Right.
They married in 64. They had been married for 57 years.
Yeah, how about that?
And he said, "I'm more comfortable at home."
Right.
And clearly.
Yeah, he was a pretty unassuming guy, that's for sure.
And not flashy or anything else.
Not to mention, and I keep saying it, any of us, I think you played drums, Mike. I played when I was younger. Morty. He played a small kit. He played a small kit, which is, for a rock band, they usually play, they've got huge
kits. They got 4 or 5 tom-toms, 2 or 3 tom-toms.
Sometimes there are 2 drummers.
Yeah.
You know, he played a small
7 or 8 cymbals. Bam, 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 bam.
No, not Charlie. Uh-uh.
Just chinka, 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 chinka.
Yes, exactly.
Here's what Paul McCartney said about the passing of Charlie Watts.
"Condolences to the Stones. This will be a huge blow to them because Charlie was a rock, fantastic drummer. steady as a rock. Love you, Charlie. I always loved you. Beautiful man. Great condolences and sympathies to his family.
And I saw where Ringo Starr had posted, rest in peace, Charlie
right.
Watts.
Yeah.
And a couple of emojis. But you got to imagine that relationship between the Beatles and the Stones. How long did those guys know each other?
Yeah. It's funny because there were a lot of pictures posted of him and Ringo, Charlie Watts and Ringo, mm-hmm. like way back in the day.
Very good friends.
Right on up to not so long ago. I want to read something real quick. Mike McCready, Pearl Jam, who said that, you know, he's always said the Rolling Stones were my absolute favorite band. He said, sad to hear of Charlie Watts passing. The Rolling Stones have always been my favorite band, and Charlie was the engine of subtle and heavy grooves. I'll put Sway, which is my favorite song of all time, at the top of the list. Any of us in a rock band wouldn't even be here if it hadn't been for Charlie.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people.
Well, if you want to find out and see a gallery of pictures and probably more information about Charlie Watts than you ever thought possible, it's all over our website, mm-hmm. 963kklz.com. But sad news, Charlie Watts, Rolling Stones, passing away yesterday at the age of 80.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We were just talking off the air. You know, I know you and Angie are stoked about the Stones, and
yes.
we have not heard anything as far as them postponing the tour because of the death of Charlie Watts.
Right. People have been asking, and no, I haven't heard anything, but they had already said he wasn't going to be with them anyhow this
so
tour.
So I'm going to assume they're going to continue
right.
with a heavy heart and
right,
probably during that show
mm-hmm.
pay tribute to Charlie.
Right.
But as we were talking off air about tickets and seats, when's the last time you sat front row for a concert or an
Gosh.
Event
Man.
That you thought that when you got the front row,
yeah.
you thought, wow,
right.
this is going to be awesome.
That's I'm laughing because it is awesome until it's not. Because, you know, like we were saying, you're looking up you're like,
right.
oh, my neck yep. is killing. This is great, though, but my neck is killing me. What?
It's like those people when they win the lottery. Yeah,
yes.
I won $4 million, but I got to pay taxes.
Right.
And then I got to do this. I got to do that.
It is cool, though. Morty, did you say that, was it at Garth Brooks?
Yeah, Garth Brooks, a couple that sat in the row in front of us.
Right.
These people came down, like Usher people, and they gave them like these little like voucher things. And
yeah.
basically it was, come sit in the front row.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
Wow.
He does that a lot, which is cool. Yeah. I know. He's known for doing that. I think it's awesome.
And you were in the, upper deck?
No, we were, like, right off of the field. Like,
oh.
Like, the level right off
wow.
the field.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, there are a lot of shows I would like to see closer. I mean, you know, let's face it. Concert tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you can...
But front
Man.
Row.
Yeah,
When's
I know.
When's the last time you were front row?
It's been, I have to be honest with you, it's been, I did see the Stones last time, and I had a friend who worked at the venue, and they brought me to the pit, and that I was just, it was like, I gotta get out of the
I don't mean to
pit.
Laugh, but I
oh
just can't
God,
imagine the, you, the size you are, as tall
geez.
As you.
Yeah, in the tongue pit at the Rolling yeah. Stones. It was like, I can't, I still can't see them. Everybody, down in front, you guys. Jeez, somebody.
You know what? 702-739.
Somebody's near the uvula.
9636. The last time you were front row
yeah.
at a big concert and you thought, wow, this is the coolest.
It might have been Van Halen.
It turned out to be.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
Van
I think,
Halen.
But I was like 20. I think I was like 20.
All right.
21.
You were in the mood
yeah.
for it. You were ready
yeah,
to go.
Yeah. I couldn't hear a thing for like 2 days.
Wow.
Even then, yes.
All right. You got a concert story, front row. We want to hear it. Text in, call in 702-739-9636. The last time Morty was front row, you got to hear this story. We'll share that with you in a couple of minutes. It's Genesis. talking about the last time you had front row seats at a concert. 727, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Morty's story about his front row experience at a Motley Crue concert. Memories forever.
Yeah. What happened?
Motley Crue came to Hawaii. Biggest thing ever for people in Hawaii. So we're like, got to get front row. Got front row, kind of stage left. And during the show, Nikki Sixx is like playing and he walks over and we're like, yeah, we're like looking up and we're like, this is going to be awesome. He's playing. And all of a sudden he just like his mouth opens and just starts spitting stuff out.
Ew,
and I'm like,
ew.
And it just feel wet drops hitting you.
Ew.
And we're like, what is happening?
Ow.
It was like the fake blood. He spits out the fake blood.
No.
And you don't and you don't realize how much is on you until you walk out of the venue. And I'm just like, oh, it's gross.
Come on, dude. Rock and roll, you puke.
But everybody around me is like, give it to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I'm like, what the heck?
You give it to me. Give it to me.
Bleed on me. Oh, that's just gross. I'm not that. Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. You pay extra for front row, you get spit on.
Might I mention, by the way, I did remember another concert that I was up front for, and that was Pablo Cruz. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Love will find a way, baby. Yes.
No blood spitting at it?
No. They did not spit any. No blood. No. Oh, Morty. I would have been ruined for life, I think.
All right. Porter, what front row seats did you have?
I was at a Texas station show about 10 years ago. It was the Doobie Brothers, front row.
Right on. Okay.
That's great.
That's cool.
My wife bought me the tickets for my birthday.
At Texas Station. Are you talking when they did concerts out in the back, outdoors?
No, actually, this was inside in one of their ballrooms.
Oh,
okay.
They were on stage and everybody was pretty much on, like, the floor.
Yeah, same level.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's correct. The only place to be then.
Yes, that's floor. So we had floor seats.
All right. Porter, thanks for the call. People texting in and
texting in, as a matter of fact. It's very funny. What happened to you? No idea what
happened. All of a sudden, silence.
I know. Angelique said, this is funny. She said, I'm putting my sister on blast, Nicole, because every time the Killers have a show, she's up front because she arrives hours early to stand in line. Even before the stanchions are in place, she is there. She's that person who is right there. Pat, God love you, Pat. Paul Revere and the Raiders, right up front.
Nice.
Yeah. She said, I thought I had died and gone to heaven. Sarah, this is really cool, and I remember this so well. Years ago, in 2016, Mike, you and I did, for Duran Duran, we did 5-4-3-2-1, fifth row, fourth row, third, and right on down. And Sarah said, Duran Duran, 2016, Mandalay Bay Event Center, I won the front row seats from you guys, and it was totally awesome.
That's when we used to be nice.
Yeah, I know. We're not so nice anymore. I don't know where the tickets are. They're free.
Giving away front row seats.
To Duran Duran? Come on.
That must have been an awesome concert.
Yeah.
I've seen them, and they're great.
They are great.
Just talking about those front row experiences. I think Morty tops the list with the Motley Crue story.
And the blood, the fake blood.
Just being spit on. And
that's gross. That's just gross.
I will admit, after all these years of being in radio, the one rare time I had front row, it was like last minute. A friend of mine called me. It was for Steely Dan at the Pearl.
That's cool. That's very cool.
And it, to give you an idea of how close you get, my wife Jody had commented on one of the backup singer's shoes. And she looked at it and said, nice shoes. And I guess the woman heard her or something. Could read her lips. She goes, thank you.
Oh, geez, sorry.
Honey, you're performing. All right, Chris is on the phone. Chris, what's your story?
It was a front row ticket to Tesla at Thomas and Mack in, I think it was 91.
Yeah.
All right. Can I tell you something? And I'm sure that was awesome. My wife, Jody, loves Tesla.
Oh, I do too.
And she forced me to go. And so I went, and I think we were like six or seven rows. It was at the Golden Nugget.
Okay.
You know, in that little. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
They were probably just as loud. And I will agree with you in that people that go see Tesla love Tesla.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
You know every word to every song.
Right.
New or old. Am I correct?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
How long did it take to get your hearing back?
It wasn't too long. The backstory on those tickets was I had won those tickets from a local rock station, and the DJ at the time, you probably know, had a drowning experience out at Lake Mead. So they made up this game of all these drowning experiences you could have underwater, and I had to go through blowing up air flotation devices the quickest over all these other kids who were competing at the time. We had to gargle water, all this crazy stuff in order to win the ticket.
Wow. I mean, I could see you doing that for Dawkins, but for Tesla.
Yeah, you can't do that stuff now.
Oh, no, we can't, unfortunately. No.
But clearly it was well worth it, right?
Yes, sir.
Tesla.
Yeah, right? We're gargling. We were, oh, boy.
Had
listen,
to go.
Some of you people need to get out more. I that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion. Now, I got a Dwight Yoakam front row. Okay. I'll let it count. Brett Michaels front row for someone. Now, Amy Grant front row. I don't know. Okay. I don't know if that counts as a rock concert.
Well.
But Maria might, I don't know, this might be cool. She said the last front row concert experience I had in excess, Thomas and Mac, many, many moons ago, Michael Hutchence, when he was still
around. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. He was so sexy.
Okay, one more call. Lalo, what was it?
Well, I don't know if you want to call it a big concert, but my wife took our kids down to see Mary Poppins on Broadway.
Front row?
Front row.
Oh, Mike, you would be moist over front row seats to Fiddler on the Roof.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yes. I'm not joking. If I got front row to West Side Story, hello.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the ending was awesome because, I mean, we were off to the side, but still front row. And Mary Poppins, or the actress, whoever she was, just came out walking. You know how she ends the movie? She walks off into the sky.
Yeah.
She walks right over my daughter's head, and she's like, Mom, Dad, she's flying. She's flying. Look at her. She's gone.
That is a great memory she will
that
never
is
forget.
Cool. That's very, very cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's been a while. It's another senseless survey.
Yes. Yes.
This is, if you've not heard them, this is where Carla becomes Kathleen Pawlewski.
Yeah.
Working for the state.
Yeah, that's right.
We call a listener who has no clue. And we'll just see how long you could string them along.
Right, right.
All right. So we'll do that in about 15, 20 minutes. Plenty of sunshine today, near a high near 106 today, tomorrow maybe 108 by Friday and Saturday, and hopefully the smoke will start clearing up a little bit. It's still, they say, a little smoky, and if you don't have to be outside, then don't go outside.
No.
All right?
Bad.
All right, 84 now. Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, people are going to hear this story and just go, really? Carla, I don't understand what you're talking about. Tom Cruise had to land his helicopter in a British family's backyard because he was running late and the nearby airport was closed. So good old Tommy let the kids have a ride in the chopper while he went to his meeting. What? I'm sorry. None of that makes sense to me. Yeah. Yeah,
I know. Well, who's flying the copter then?
Well, apparently he's not flying.
Oh, I see.
He's a pilot, but...
Take the kids wherever they want to go.
Just take all that in, people. He had to land his helicopter in a family's backyard because he was running late and the airport was closed. I'm going to run. You kids get in. Bob, take him for a run.
And you know what? Tom Cruise is not a good runner.
No, he's not a good runner.
I know
no.
he runs in all his movies.
That's why he has a helicopter, Mike, so he doesn't have to run.
Him and George Clooney, as good looking as both men are,
they're
not good runners.
No, they are not. Showtime. They said, now listen, the new Dexter, the 10-episode Dexter, Ooh. New Blood, that premieres November 7th. Showtime said Dexter is definitely a jewel in their crown, and that it is. It's one of the most popular shows Showtime has ever done. They said, we didn't do it justice in the end. And the possibility of a spinoff or a continuation of this new season has not been ruled out either.
Oh.
So they may just start it up and continue it for a little while longer. So the previews, the trailers, they just look great. They just look great. It looks like he just starts over again. And, you know, just has at it.
I'm sure the writers of the final episode are so happy to hear this kind of stuff.
We didn't know we were getting another season because it truly ended the season before. And then they gave them another season. Yeah. It was like, oh.
By the way, if I just played this at random, would you know that this is the theme to Dexter?
I would, actually.
You would?
Yeah, I love this theme. Yeah, I know it's a good one.
Okay.
Good one.
Well, I know a lot of people can't wait.
Everything that looks like blood in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Wolfgang Van Halen, boy, he responded to some people. They want him to. People have been saying, why don't you honor your dad, you know, by playing Van Halen songs? Well, he said, you know what? I honor my dad by existing and doing what I do every day. I'm not effing playing Panama for you guys. They want him to play his dad stuff, and he's not going to. You know, does that mean?
I've seen him on interviews, and he goes, you know what?
Yeah.
While you try and understand that there's never going to be a Van Halen again.
Right.
I lost my dad.
Yes.
I'm dealing with that.
Yeah.
And I'm not my dad, so I'm not going to do Van Halen stuff.
I'm not going to play stuff. No.
But he's technically playing physically his stuff. Like, he's using his dad's guitar.
Well, he's using his equipment.
Yeah.
Yes, wow. I would, too. Because dad had like a million guitars sitting around.
Yeah.
He's going to let those sit.
Yeah, I'll use them.
They're going to warp if you leave them in the sun.
That's what
we were always told. Don't leave them in the sun. And if you cared or if we're worried or we're hoping, Angelina Jolie recently joined Instagram just earlier this week. Yes, she's already stealing followers from Jennifer Aniston. Stop it, Carla. You take that back. That is my take. Sponsored by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
We haven't done one in a while, but we always get Kathleen Pelewski out of the closet, working for the state, making a senseless survey call. And this morning, we are calling Val to see how long she'll play along with us on Senseless Survey.
Hello,
this is Kathleen Pelewski, and I'm calling from the Nevada Department of Senseless Surveys. Are you available for a short survey?
Sure.
Won't take more than about 5 minutes. Question.
Wait, five?
Well, not more than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Could you tell me how many people in your household?
Four.
And would you support a 4-day work week?
Definitely.
Are biscuits and gravy just really wet flour poured over some really dry flour?
Depends on how you season it.
What font are you?
What?
What font are you?
Font?
We can skip that question now. Should a small pig be called a Hamlet?
Sure.
Okay, if you're addicted to smoked cheese, should you be able to get a patch for that?
Yeah.
All right, we can pass if we need to. Now, if people from Poland are called Poles, what are people from Holland called?
Poles.
Okay, one more now. A buttload. A buttload is an actual unit of measurement equivalent to 126 gallons. How much would a ton be?
A what?
Val. I'm gonna flip over the cards, as they would say. Holy crap.
What?
I think that's the first time we've ever had to bleep Kathleen Pelewski. Oh, my God. I don't even think Val saw that coming.
I never saw it coming.
Oh, Val.
I didn't even know that was a range of measurement or
Well, a buttload is.
Well, I guess.
And Kathleen figured out to gun should be, too.
Right.
Val, of course, it's Mike and Carla from KKLZ. God. Good morning, and thank you.
Good morning. You're welcome, guys. Have a great day.
For being such a great sport. Yes. Sorry to bother you.
Thanks,
okay.
Val.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. An S load. Those tickets for REO coming up next. Wrapping up the summer poolside sandbar pool over at Red Rock with REO Speedwagon. And that's going to be Friday night, September 10th. So we do have tickets to give away, plus an overnight stay dinner for two. And this morning, being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
And this is going to be a theme from a TV show. We were talking about Dexter.
Right.
And that kind of odd, jazzy TV theme. So we thought we'd do a theme.
Okay.
Guess the TV show. Here it is. Guess the theme to that, or the TV show to that theme. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. You got tickets for REO. Qualify for the overnight stay dinner for two. One more time. Here it is. Chance to win those tickets for REO Speedwagon, wrapping up the summer poolside at Red Rock with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
On the phone. Brad, can you identify the TV show that theme is from?
I can. That would be Married with Children.
Yeah!
Absolutely. Good job, Brad.
Congratulations, Brad. You have tickets to wrap up the summer with KKLZ, poolside Red Rock with REO Speedwagon. Plus, you qualify for the overnight stay dinner for two. As well as everybody else listening, you get a second chance to win right now. You can register for the tickets and the grand prize by tapping the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, this might be kind of cool. If you're in New York, Chicago, L.A., or Atlanta, and you want a Lyft ride, it could be the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Oh, whoa, really? That's random.
And it's only happening for a week in those cities, and it is. It's very random. It could just show up, and when it shows up...
Jeez.
I mean, how else would you know it's your ride?
Right.
Yeah. That's for me, honey.
If it didn't play.
I'm assuming it doesn't, like, pop up in the app saying that the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is picking you up. It's going to be a random sedan, right?
I guess, it just does that.
The wiener pulls up.
Does the wiener actually pull up? I hope it does. Yeah, there you go.
All right.
So, I mean, that would be your XL. Yeah. I'm thinking your Uber XL. So, you'd have to pay a little extra.
Or maybe not.
For that one.
I think it is.
Oh, is it?
And it's only in New York, Chicago, L.A., or Atlanta. Can't wait for it to come to Vegas.
Okay.
Man, when we were in Chicago, that would have been great because our Lyft driver was... Not great.
Oh, geez. Well, it's like, just staying on, like, the right side of the road, the correct side of the road. Honey, what are you doing? Oh, my God.
our near-death experience.
I'm in the back seat. I think her back seat was falling on to
I mean,
me.
If I was almost going to die in a Lyft ride, well, it would be fun. An Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been awesome.
I know. Seriously. Honey, you're on the wrong side of the road. Oh, my God. You're on the wrong side of the road.
You were really cute up here? Until I found out you couldn't drive.
What?
In one of the world's busiest cities.
Yeah. What are we? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Drop us
and
here.
The other story I have, I really don't have a lot of details, but this video has gone viral of these two women. They're just sitting there talking about toilet paper.
Mom is saying that we had toilet paper because she didn't have but one roll. Well, how we got a little round cylinder, you might get three wipes out of it. When people go in the bathroom, when they wipe, you don't do like this. You do like this.
So that's going viral.
I've said it before. That's what happens when you don't crack a window when you paint. Anyway.
I'm not going to assume what part of the country that's from.
I'm sure. No, it sounds
We've
like...
all had that conversation, though.
Have we? Have okay, we, Morty?
Maybe,
Carla, I think a little too much of Nikki Six blood has gotten on Morty.
I think so. Might be a little too much Nikki Six DNA.
When they wipe, you don't do like this. You do like this.
Maybe I haven't hung out with you two as much as I should have.
I'm disgusted. I don't know that I've demonstrated the toilet paper on the hand. Here's what you do. Instead of bunching and balling, you swirl it. And okay. Well, there we go.
Oh, we've all had that discussion.
Yes, yes. Okay, maybe not. We've all had that discussion. Oh,
maybe it was the other morning show.
Well, no, definitely not the other morning show.
No.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
All right, Carla, your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to go now. Listen, if you've had your packages stolen off your porch, I mean, it sucks when someone does that. But recently, a bear did this in Connecticut. Kristen, her security camera caught the bear doodly-doo walking up her driveway, then went right up to her porch, picked it up with its mouth, and walked off. So it had toilet paper in it, by the way. So Not joking at all.
Yeah, you don't do like this.
This is the bear's
you do like this. Yeah.
Talking about it, because, you know, a bear does indeed in the woods.
Right.
Was it a blue bear, like in the commercial?
Was it a what?
A blue bear?
No,
like in the commercial.
Black bear.
Oh, black
They're
bear.
Not nice. Oh. They're not nice, those black bears. Yes, no, it wasn't a blue bear. It was a black bear, Mike. And Spencer in Grioke in North Carolina sold his 2020 Chevrolet Camaro Stingray. He was supposed to hand over the keys yesterday, but on Monday he thought, you know what, I'm going to take this baby for one last drive.
No!
He did. He gunned it, lost control, drove it off the road into a ditch, flipped it on its side, totaled. He's okay. He's going to be okay.
Oh, thank God.
Safe to say the sale is off. He's not going to make that sale. Listen, here's what happened. Funny story. Yeah, he was charged with reckless driving and... Guess what? He's out probably a lot of money because they're pretty expensive cars.
Yep.
Those stingrays. Yeah. So good on you, Spencer. It's Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a positive note. Well, everybody's struggling in some way, that's for sure. So the owners of a pretty big marketing firm in Albany, New York, they used $4 million of their own money to pay off their employees' student debt. 133 workers got about $30,000 each. Now, 83 of them have absolutely no student debt. The other 50 have just a fraction of what they had prior to this. So I know it. I don't know if anybody ever has taken out a student loan. I know there are a lot of people listening who have. Mm-hmm. The interest on those are pretty high, and they'll chase you down. I mean, they want every penny of that.
Yeah.
So that is a big deal if somebody pays off that student loan debt.
How much? 40?
40.
$4 million of their own money the company used. They used this money. They just paid it out to their employees.
I'm thinking if Wendy Rush is listening.
Oh, man. Wendy, I...
Why couldn't I be working for them?
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, you know what? We're going to start a collection.
I keep thinking about doing that. Mm-hmm. A GoFundMe. Yes. Yes.
Just pay it off.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. By the way, Wendy Rush coming in next.
Yes.
So if you can spare some change.
Right.
She has tickets for Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
Plus, we'll treat you to lunch at Porta Subs in return. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.